Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech, using a voice cloned from the author. Have you ever wondered why a CEO of an AI company, in the middle of an interview, keeps coming back, not to GPT-5, not to AGI, but to electricity? That's what struck me most when I watched Sam Altman's conversation at a 16Z. He kept returning to energy, nuclear fusion, infrastructure. And behind that, there's a very specific judgment. The ceiling on the AI revolution isn't the algorithm. It's the power grid. Training a large model consumes as much electricity as a small city uses over several months. Compute demand is growing exponentially, and power is the ultimate bottleneck. So Altman's energy strategy operates on three layers: natural gas in the near term, solar plus storage in the medium term, and nuclear fusion as the long-term final bet. Why nuclear fusion? Because he has invested in Helion Energy, and their long-term target is 1 cent per kilowatt hour. Compare that to the current US average of 12 to 15 cents, and you are talking about cutting costs to less than 1/10 of what they are today. If that happens, the constraints on AI expansion are effectively removed. So when he invests in fusion, it isn't philanthropy. It's insurance for the future of AI. He ended with a metaphor that stayed with me. AGI, he said, won't arrive like an explosion. It will arrive like a sunrise. The light comes in slowly, gradually, and you only realize the sky has brightened when you look back. So the real question isn't predicting exactly when the sun will rise. It's positioning yourself so that when the light comes, you are already standing on the side that faces it.